Robot or not.
Did you watch, when you were a kid, did you watch The $6 Million Man?
I did.
I like that show. I also, and The Bionic Woman, and they were both on, I think that's like the same channel.
Mm-hmm.
That was, that back in the day, there were, I think today's geeks have it so easy. Like, there's so much stuff. But back then, man, if you found a show that was kind of sci-fi like at all, it was a huge find, because there were like four of them in the set, yep, in all of the 70s. And The $6 Million Man was one of those shows. He was like, he had the bionic eye and the bionic arm, and he could run fast and jump high and do all of those things. You remember the episode with Bigfoot?
I do vaguely. The problem is it's one of those episodes that has been rehashed so much in modern times that I have trouble remembering if I'm remembering the rehashes, or, I mean, I'm sure I saw it when I was a kid, but the question is, did I see it when I was a kid and then forget it and then remember it when it came up and all the, you know, other stuff? But yeah, no, I do remember. And also, someone tweeted recently the opening credit sequence to The $6 Million Man, and I had forgotten how awesome that was. It's just like stock footage from the Cold War.
Yeah, test pilot.
Cut together with Lee Majors, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I have not revisited that show at all, but I remember that show being really cool. And my only memory of the episode with Bigfoot is the ice tunnel, that the big spinning, weird, crazy spinning tunnel, because that was just such a unique image, and they had to pass through that tunnel to, I don't even know what, get to the base where the aliens are, where Bigfoot is. I don't know. My point is that in that episode, Steve Austin and Bigfoot fight. And in a real kind of a mind-blowing thing, if you're a kid and you're like, oh, Bigfoot, that's a cool thing. That's a monster that lives out in the forests in Washington State and is, I don't know, maybe related to humans but not fully evolved, or maybe it's an ape that's been undiscovered or something like that. And they fight, and then one of Bigfoot's arms comes off. And Steve Austin discovers that Bigfoot is mechanical.
Of course.
So, is Bigfoot a robot?
The Bigfoot in that show, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk cryptozoology here, John. Let's talk about in all forms of Bigfoot.
Did they ever really go into the sort of backstory of that robotic Bigfoot? Because I think we don't have enough information to know whether it was a robot or a cyborg.
I think he was built by aliens, so I think he was built. I think he is
right, but is there living artificial tissue? It's a tough call. Is there? Does he have a circulatory system? Does he breathe? Is there respiration? Is there? You know, I think it's different than the Terminator in that this is like supposed to be an animal. Is it just a robot disguised as an animal? Maybe. It's hard for me to say because I don't think I know enough about the Bigfoot as conceptualized in the episode of $6 Million Man. I would lean towards robot because it seems like it's just through and through a machine built by somebody, disguised kind of like the Terminator to look like Bigfoot to try to blend in with the surroundings. Don't even know if all that, obviously in the episode that fur wasn't real. It's, you know, a costume. We don't know if the in-universe version of that Bigfoot is supposed to have real hair, real skin, real eyeballs, or just is it just fake to fake people out? Because that was kind of the whole thing with the Bigfoot. It's like we want to fool people into thinking that it's a creature when really it's a robot.
It's a robot.
It seems like it's a robot to me, but I think we have a lack of information here.
The only thing that I would, without us sitting down and watching this episode, the only thing that I would throw out there is that I think the $6 Million Man was obsessed with the concept of being a cyborg, because that was the whole point. That was based on a book called Cyborg. Steve Austin is a cyborg. So I wonder if they like made some sort of noise about like, well, it's an animal that we put all of our technology in, or whether the aliens were just like, nope, we built a robot to look like your Earth Bigfoot. I don't know.
Or like built a robot and they decided, well, we can't have this robot running around on Earth because that'll be really obvious. So can we dress it up kind of like an animal? But they didn't really study enough about the animal, so they ended up making something that looks kind of like a big gorilla type thing, but not enough like it that humans took it as something else. Like, oh, it's not just a big gorilla wandering around the forest, which wouldn't make sense anyway, given the habitat. It's a Bigfoot. It doesn't look like any of the animals we feed. And the animal's like, what do you mean? It's got fur. It's got two eyeballs, two arms, two legs, five fingers. Isn't that exactly an animal? And they just did a bad job of disguising it.
Maybe it's just a failed attempt to make something that looks human. Maybe the aliens just like kind of got us wrong.
That's like, way too much hair.
There's too much hair. We did it. We did it wrong.
Got to dial back on the you know, the hairbrush.
Can you
from
shave?
The palette
and
the,
can you shave a robot? That's a good question.
And the little robo Photoshop. It's like too much use of the hair tool.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then what do? Then you got this hairy robot. Okay. Well, we'll just say he's Bigfoot. Don't release him in the city. Only release him in evergreen forests. Oh, aliens. Well, I think your instincts are probably right on that Bigfoot in the $6 million man only is a robot. Do you believe in any cryptozoology? Do you believe that there are any strange animals that roam the earth that are only known in legend?
I'm willing to believe there are species that have not yet been discovered.
Sure. Sure, of course.
That's about far as I'll go on that, because they discover new species all the time, usually terrible, forlorn-looking creatures in the dark corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, no Loch Ness Monster, no sea monsters, blah, 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 blah.
On my family vacation, we went past there was a Bigfoot place that in the forest in Washington State.
There was.
Home of Bigfoot, and I thought, mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-mm. Maybe if he was a robot.
Robot or not.